on our never-ending group text, Jason Goodman, with the show, and Josie's on it as well, and she's filling in for Katie. Jason sent his next power bill, what it's going to be, and we're like, oh my gosh, and it's going to be how much?
$548 for and 1 month.
And I was just like, oh.
There's no previous balance from last month. I'm not on any type of the equal payment plans where it caught up. It's $548 in 1 month.
For 1 month.
And my neighbor's house is half. Go figure.
And
here's the other thing. Forgot to tell you. Every one of my lights, LED. Okay. I had the energy efficient guy from the power company come over. Very energy efficient.
Yeah.
Is your HVAC energy efficient?
Very energy efficient.
Do you have window units upstairs like some of us might?
Nope.
I do have. In the back of the house? Because that's not trashy.
Now, it may have to do with how we have to use the air conditioning or doors left open and things like that. Because the biggest thing that uses the power is the AC right now,
yeah.
by far.
Oh, so yeah.
Then the dryer and anything with a compressor, like a refrigerator type thing. The lights are hardly anything.
Yeah. Right. Clothesline in the backyard, helpful.
Yeah.
I got one of those too.
Yeah, which no one's doing. I mean, you are,
well,
but most people aren't doing it.
Also poor and cheap.
Oh, I get
at
it.
At this point. And my power bill, I am on the equal pay plan. And at the end of the month, or end of the year billing cycle, which was this month, they, you pay the same amount every month. And then they're like, ooh, either you paid too much, which never happens.
Of course, you never pay
too
much.
Or you didn't pay enough, which is what happened. So I went from my $219 a month to $560 this month.
But the $560 was not for 1 month of power.
No,
that's important to note.
It was 12
here.
Months of underpaying with $219.
So they take the underpaying for 12 months and
right,
add it
together.
Right.
So rather than give you a warning and say, hey, coming up, you are underpaying, you're going to need to come up with extra money, they just surprise you with the $560 and give you 30 days to pay it.
Oh, that's fine.
So we had to borrow from savings to pay that. Man, it's, and I said, we are going to use the dryer, the clothesline outside a lot more this month. Just be ready.
But the good news is next month, you know, your power bill is $240.
Yes, because right. It's going up and it just keeps going up.
Oh, no.
I can look forward to probably $650 next
May
month.
May I recommend the equal
something
pay plan.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah, people to recommend that. And there's, I guess, pros and cons. I think for budgeting, at least you kind of have an idea.
Yeah.
Mine, Jason said, mine was $372 last month, which is high. But I was like, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to be fair, 80 to 100 of that every month is charging the Tesla, which I knew when I bought it.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
So I'm like, all right, it's not that bad.
You can cut $90 off whatever the price they say.
Yes.
Right? Because you're saving that and also.
So
gas.
I think it should be about like $280, $290, $300. And then Jason sent the thing, it was like $542 or $548.
I don't have a Tesla.
No, I know.
I'm not charging anything.
No, you're not.
Except a scooter for Everly.
That's what it is. And then I got the, they send you, say, hey, your next bill is going to be this much. $500.18. And I'm like,
and you're not
okay.
On equal pay plan.
Not
you
equal
haven't been
pay
underpaying.
Plan.
Yes.
Our air conditions always above 70, 72 to
yes.
75. When the kids aren't there because of the cussies, the whole upstairs is office basically. So
that's
I'm like,
what I was going to ask.
What is going on? But this is new. I mean, this has been like this way. Well, for this year, it's just been way more.
I just don't understand my neighbors are half.
Unless they're lying.
No, they...
Do they have high ceilings? Because you have some high ceilings.
Multiple.
Yeah.
No, they do too. Multiple neighbors have... it's higher and up, but my gosh.
I wonder if there's like a company you can call to come out.
They did.
They
came out and said the house is... There's like one little thing that had very energy efficient.
Is it the hot tub?
The hot tub is actually barely on because it's so hot out.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I remember we got ours.
And we don't even use it in the summer.
Yeah, we didn't. Ours didn't add to it, really.
Okay.
The water bill. But.
Let's go to AML Chris. AML Chris, what is your current power bill?
Well, a lot better than Jason Goodman's. Good Lord.
And mine. Mine's 500.
But you got 90 without a Tesla.
Yeah, good Lord. I had $212.78 and a past due balance of $316.
Yeah,
it's getting up there, man, with inflation. It's ridiculous.
What's your square footage of your house, if you don't mind us asking? And that's another thing. Jason's house is at least 1,000 square feet bigger than mine.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying. That
yeah, mine. I'm sorry. Mine is almost 1,100.
Oh, that's pretty high for 1,100
yeah,
square foot house.
It is. All right, thank you, Chris. All right, let's see here. Let's go to Kristen. Kristen, what is your power bill?
$453.
Ugh. That's high. Not as high as mine, but high.
Ugh.
Has that been a big...
Yeah, I honestly thought when I was calling in that I was going to beat everyone. So y'all's 500 is crazy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not
now
that far
I
off.
Now I feel worse.
What is your square footage approximately, if you don't mind?
3,200 square feet, but we also have a pool. But we have the pump scheduled for only 12 hours a day, and it's a high efficiency pump or whatever. So, yeah, it's crazy. But we just moved in May, so I think that we may need some insulation because it's an 80s house. But I mean, we keep our house at 68 normally, but
that's pretty
during
cold.
The day we started bumping it up to 70, 71, and it's not made a difference.
3,200 square feet with a pool and middle of the summer.
And an 80s weren't as efficient with the house.
Right.
Yeah, and it's been 97, 98, 99 every day for the last few weeks.
Let's go to Jamie. Jamie, you know, power bills are up for everybody, but what is your power bill?
So my equal payment plan was only 88. They settled up this month, and we owe 544.
But
yes, girl, we're in the 500 club for the saddle up.
That is actually, but that's not what the power bill was for the month.
No,
it's so you were under the whole month, so it piled up.
Isn't it funny that you're always under? That is funny to me. Now, so you have to pay that in 30 days, or do they roll that over and you can do equal payments? Just add it to the next bill.
No, it has a due date this month.
Yep, mine too.
So that sucks. So you're paying $80 a month, which is in your budget, and then all of a sudden, or 30 days from now, you owe us. What, 500. Six, 7 times
and then
that?
And then they charge you 1% if you don't pay it by the due date. You get
a
late
fee. That's because, I will tell you, that's the problem right there. I mean, even the power company is figuring that it should be, this is what you should be paying around. So even their payment plans aren't adding up to how much of an increase it's been lately, maybe due to the summer inflation, whatever it is, because they would have taken that into consideration.
Right. Now, imagine if Jason or you and I had the equal payment plan.
Oh, my gosh. It would be like $5,000 is due by the end of the month.
Right. So that's why I can't risk it. This is already, when I got it, I seriously had a heart attack. I'm like, this is more than my car payment. I mean, this is like, I can't, like $500 for 1 month of power?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to AML Jose. Jose, what is your power bill for the month?
525.
Oh,
okay. That's
a lot.
It's a little under mine, but that is high, Jose. Why would it be that high?
I don't know. Why don't you come over here and check it out and see what I'm doing wrong? I do keep my AC at 65.
Okay, that's it. Right.
That's
there.
It right there.
That's probably the coldest.
65 as well.
I got a letter from Duke Energy, Piedmont Gas, talking about rate increases. I can't wait till North Carolina has a new leader and someone that really works for us so they can deny all these rate increases.
Well, unfortunately, it's a monopoly. You don't have another option. And growing up, we had, like, you could get, I think there were two power companies you could choose from, so they would be competitive where
there's
grew
one.
Up. And here there's one, and I feel like that's kind of everywhere.
I mean, I don't want to get into it, but you could have energy policies that are more friendly to everyday citizens.
Right.
But I don't. What do I know those are? I do not. All right. More of your phone calls are coming up about what your power bill is right now. And we're going to go to Rosa. She's on hold right now. We're going to go to her coming up in just a few minutes. Her power bill is over $1,000. How can that be? We'll find out next with Jared and Katie in the morning.